Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this Get More Referrals Now podcast on understanding your network. See, we all have a network. We might not recognize it as a very good network or a network at all, but we definitely all have a network. Because a network is as simple as the people you have around you. So whether that be friends, whether that be families, whether that be past colleagues, whether that be business associates, they all make up our network. The important thing in understanding your network is understanding where all these people fit in your network. So what I do is I rank them in terms of how they fit into my network and at what level do they fit into my network. So I have this simple thing, IVCP. They're invisible. That to me means they know you and they know your name, but that's really about it. There's not a great deal of trust there. There's not a great deal of rapport there. You hardly speak to them. So therefore, these sorts of people, they don't really know you well enough to be able to pass you referrals. So they're sitting there at the moment, and every now and then, you might end up touching base with them or saying hello with them, but there's not enough power there for them to be able to find referrals for you on a consistent basis. Then you've got the visible people. The visible people, they know who you are, they trust you, and they certainly know what you do, but there, I suppose, people that I would call the if referral would come along. Because there's not a great deal of ongoing relationship, and that these people certainly haven't been really trained in terms of how to find your referrals, they'll pass you a referral if the situation happens to occur. So if they remember you, if the right conversation took place, pretty much if the other person said, do you know somebody who does ABC, that's an if referral to me. And that's what your visible people would be able to pass you. Because they certainly know you, and they do trust you, and they know what you do, but they're not out there trying to find opportunities for you because of the lack of relationship that you really have with these people. So the C people are the credible people. They are the people who you have credibility with. They know you. They know what you do. They certainly like what you do. They've probably even used you themselves or would certainly use you themselves. So if the right opportunity came along, these people would certainly pass you a referral. But unlike the P people, they're not out there looking and creating opportunities for you on a consistent basis. They're sitting back and they're just going, well, if something popped along, yeah, I know that this particular person can do that, and therefore I'd pass them the referral. So for most people, they've got a network made up of IVC people and very few profitable people, and I'll go into that part very shortly. In fact, for most people, I'd say probably 85 to 90% of their network are actually made up of I and V people. And you wonder then why we don't get referrals on a consistent basis. The nice thing is you can move them forward, and we'll talk about that very shortly. So the final part of the people in your network are the P people, the profitable people. So these people know you, like you, trust you, you've got a brilliant relationship with them because you talk to them so often, and you actually strategize with these people to go and find referrals on a fairly consistent basis. So if you think if you had a dozen P people in your network, what a difference that would make in terms of being able to get more referrals. So the whole idea is understanding who's in your network and at what level, and how do you move people forward. Because moving people from being an I to a V and a V to a C and a C to a P isn't hard. It's all about getting more credibility with that person and staying front of mind. The wonderful thing is you can stay front of mind without taking up a great deal of time. There are things as simple as being able to invite them to different things you're going to. Send them a simple how are you going email. Send them an actual written card. Pick up the phone and say, hey, love to know what's going on right now. As well as then being able to get in front of them and actually have a sit down, catch up with them. They're just some of the simple ways. So in the end, what are you doing to turn your I network people into Vs? What are you turning to turn your V network people into Cs? And your Cs into strong, profitable partners? I'm a big believer that all you need is about 80 people in your network that are active, If you have 80 active people in your network, so that means to me that they're between V's, C's and P's, they're not I's, then you'll have as much at business as what you can probably cope with. So the reason why people don't get referrals on a consistent basis is because they don't use their network on a consistent basis. They don't nurture their network. They don't touch base with their network. How often do you speak to people in your network? Now for us, we've got a key performance indicator in here that we want to speak to everyone in our network at least every 90 days and touch base and see how they're going and say hello. That is what building and nurturing relationships then is all about. So how can you get back to being front of mind? Not being front of mind of only 4, 5 or 6 people, but being front of mind of 80 people. That doesn't mean that all 80 people are going to be passing your referrals all the time, but you need those 80 people to at least be remembering you, for if the opportunity came up in their world, they would have the ability to pass that opportunity through to you. Easiest thing for you to do right now, go to your network and go, who's an I, who's a V, who's a C, who's a P? And then start getting front of mind, start reconnecting back with your network. Certainly start with your top people, because that's where referrals should come from pretty quickly if you reconnect with them. So what I'd be doing if with my P people to reconnect, I'd be getting on the phone, giving them a call, and saying, hey, how can we plan giving each other more referrals? Do you want to sit down and catch up and let's strategize how we can do that? Then for your C people, your conversation would be, I'd love to be able to get together and so that we can actually learn how to pass more referrals to each other. And you'll probably have to do some referral training there of each other. Your I and your V people, I don't want to meet with those people to begin with. I want them to move through to C. But if I'm going to somewhere, I'll invite them along. So if I'm going to a function or a networking event, I'll send them an email and say, hey, I'm going to this. Would you like to come with me? So what I'm trying to do is bring them back into the fold, get them to reconnect with us, get them to come with something where we can spend some time, but it's where I'm going anyway. So I'm not spending valuable time down there until they've shown me they're ready to become CMP people. How you stay in touch with your network, how you use your network, how you are front of mind of your network definitely gives you the results of more referrals. So take the time, work out who's in your network and at what level, and then be able to find how you move them forward. Hope that's been of great value, and look forward to seeing you next time. Take care.